Thank you for tuning in to the original, not entirely historical, comedy podcast, The Great Pyramid Scheme, created by Layla Abdo. This podcast will be best enjoyed by mature audiences due to strong language.
The doctor will see you now.
Wow, only 5 hours later. Best healthcare system in the world.
Erin limps his way to the sterile doctor's office, who welcomes him into her practice with a forced smile and a white-knuckled grip on a jar of green gold goop.
What brings you in today, sir?
My stomach really hurts. Wait, no. It's my back. No, it's my side. Oh, it's agony everywhere. But you don't look good either, Doc. Are you okay?
Nothing a little cannabis and honey won't solve. Okay, my receptionist got your insurance card, right?
Yeah.
Before I can treat you, I'm going to need you to sign these papers.
The doctor thrusts at Erin a sheaf of papyrus so thick it would make Toth pop a boner. That pervy little bird boy.
Wait, this is like 100 pages. I don't have time to read all this. I'm in pain now. In fact, I probably died in your waiting room.
You don't have to read it. I just need your cartouche and we can get on with the treatment.
But what does it all mean?
It's mostly just legal stuff, like how I'm not responsible if you die, get cancer, or get eaten by a crocodile.
Wait, crocodile? How would you be responsible for death by crocodile?
Well, I use a lot of herbal remedies, and it can leave people smelling pretty delicious. You could walk out of here smelling of cloves and honey, take a nap by the river, and then snap! The barristers have taken my golfing funds for the week. Not that it matters. The courses around here are all sand traps, anyway.
So I sign this, and my family can't get justice if I succumb to the green menace?
Bingo.
Maybe I should just feed myself to them. It's how I always figured I'd go.
Don't be such a baby. I can fix you up. You just have to sign first. Anyway, it's not my fault the system works this way.
Ugh, fine. But I swear, I'm gonna come back later and reform the crap out of this corrupt system.
You do that, sweetheart. Also, you have a kidney stone from dehydration. Knew at the moment you walked in. Pee into this cup.
Wait, you knew that fast? How?
We live in a desert. Kidney stones are the most common ailment I deal with.
Well, maybe dehydration wouldn't be an issue if... Oh, fuck me! Fuck!
Oh, you passed the kidney stone. Excellent. Let's test the urine. No diabetes. Your exam is complete. Now get lost. I have to send another shipment of hashish up river before the Nile floods its banks again, if you catch my drift.
I do not. But I think I know women's suffering now. Come to me, large kidney stone. Out of the waters of life and into my arms. I have given birth.
Need more weed, honey. Need chocolate. Chocolate, munchy, munchy.
A high-ass Hanutsun has wandered into the square where Feket, priestess of Heket, is presiding over the Lady Witch cult circle. In the center of this decidedly goyish, non-kosher situation is...
Mimi, a feeble Jewish laborer woman, will lead our ritual.
Feket? You're talking about my ethnicity so many times, it makes me really, well, uncomfortable, disquieted, perhaps scared shitless? I like being Jewish. The best part is, no one notices me at the synagogue. Ever.
Mimi, we need the Jew in the middle. You are brave not to run to your vaginal blood cellar in fear. We working class women must cleanse the pyramid, this tomb of our womb juice.
Now I want juice.
But to do that, we must first find out the reason for this most unholy flood.
Fire erupts around Mimi as Feket and the rest of the cult of Heket circle the flames, chanting,
Little blue lemon, little blue lemon, Sephora, Sephora.
Women of Egypt, remove the binding textiles that contain your fearsome bodies.
Nudity makes me very uncomfortable. Oh dear, that's a fresh wax job, isn't it?
My skin is flawless. Soft.
Let your moon blood drip down your leg without shame.
Drip, drip, moon blood. Drip, drip, moon blood.
With your moon blood, write today's affirmation. Mine says witches get shit done.
If the moon controls our periods, are women the tides?
This doesn't seem sanitary for anyone. I'm not an isolationist per se, but I definitely think this is unhealthy. Please don't touch me!
Channel your womanhood as you howl into the night so that Hecate may hear our cry. Great Hecate, it is I, Fecit, your humble priestess calling upon you. Through the eyes of the stranger, as you have foretold, reveal the truth. Who has cursed Egypt? Who has cursed women? Who deserves our rage?
Fecit approaches a quivering Mimi.
I really don't want to do any pagan, ritual things, please. So untie me from my rock now.
This will be painless. The soul of the stranger is all we need.
You just cut my hair. Well, that's okay. I didn't mean to overreact, though I suppose you could have communicated and garnered my consent before. Ooh, ooh. What's the pretty color in the chocolate cauldron?
Ooh, I love colors.
Yes, yes, the cauldron responds. Hecate heeds us. Behold, the reason for our nationwide cramps.
The cauldron reveals Khufu's stupid face.
Pharaoh Khufu!
Smash the patriarchy! Bring it down!
Yeah!
Okay, S-Wipes, plus totally rad worshipper.
The spirit journey is almost as good as death.
Damn right. We're here. Gate number 31. Time for rebirth, which is much more sanitary than the other side's version, except for the shitting part. Birth and rebirth, they have a lot of shit involved.
Sobi, why does the gate look so weird? It's all flat. Flatter than the earth, to be sure. Like we're in a wall painting. And the colors, they're so bright. It hurts and loves my eyes at the same time.
What Khufu fails to describe is the pixelated color fuck of stepping into a Nintendo Wii RPG's Oasis level.
A god approaches.
Not a god. The god. Ra, god of the sun, of rebirth, the big bang in the Egyptian pantheon.
The great falcon. What a treat.
Oh, great Ra. It is I, Pharaoh Khufu, the current Horus on Earth. And I come to... Is that glitter?
Oh my god, thank you so much for noticing. 5 minutes ago, I was having a rainbow moment, but I think glitter is my thing. I am always reinventing, creating, thriving. I mean, check out these feathers.
Bitch has fly feathers, but of course Ra does. It is midday, so Ra is large and in charge.
The password is... password.
No! Shh! Wait. My gate is super fun. I've been designing this for years and everyone blah, blah, blah says the password and skips. Don't you want to play the gate with me, please? Oh, please. Oh, please.
I do like games.
Oh, God, a two-player experience. Come play with me, little Pharaoh.
Why does everyone say little? I am obviously well endowed with a godly endowment for endowing.
Who would you like to be? Don't overthink it. Just bam.
Ra tosses Khufu a video game joystick remote. Wildly gesticulating with Ra's own remote, Ra creates a new avatar, overstimulating everyone with a rapid speed as Ra flips through...
Select plumage, eye color, height, fatness, beak, outfit, more outfit, outfit accessories, everything!
I am a disenchanted youth, filled with cynicism and wonder. I also desire black.
Kek tosses Ra a pot of coal.
I always keep some on me. Shall I serve you?
Kek proceeds to gothify Ra, while Anubis points out helpful tips like...
More wings, Habibi, it's uneven.
Thank you for making my rebirth so complete, or whatever. Disenchanted youth. And Khufu, what do you desire from rebirth?
A very large penis. The great pharaoh always leads phallically.
But since I already have one of those, I'll take, I suppose I'd like, well... If I could be reborn in any way, I'll change this, 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 and this.
You look like Pharaoh Daddy.
Well, Pharaoh Daddy is the most likable, super respected, and beloved Pharaoh. So I be reborn as Pharaoh Daddy. And select! Wait, why didn't it work? I look the same!
You tried to copy another soul, you cheating crusty balls.
I didn't cheat! I said my rebirth preference.
You did rebirth wrong. You're another little unimaginative copycat wannabe.
I am not little. I am damagingly huge.
Weird to say that, dude.
This is so embarrassing. You're always changing, Ra. Haven't you ever accidentally copied anyone?
Well, thanks to my godly powers, my idol isn't in Duat yet. But she will have reinvention after reinvention. Eras, if you will.
Should I be sweet like Fearless? Lots of tulle and pastels? Yes, yes, yes! Or am I glamping witch chic with Evermore? I love to box Reputation or 1989, but I don't think I have that white feminist rage all the time. Maybe I'm Lover. No, Red. No, Folkmore Cottagecore, which is different from Evermore, I think. But these aesthetics aren't that different at all. Really, she only has three aesthetics, right? Like, I have morning, noon, and night, and wait, I can't be reborn until I know my true era!
Ra's premature rebirth has led the noonday sun backwards into another dawn of the same day. The astrologers of Egypt panic. No one wants to be in Groundhog Day when the getting is good. Let alone when the women are hormonal period beasts.
Will this day never end? Ra is in retrograde! Retrograde!
Meanwhile, because Aaron must find a soapbox at all times, he attends a women's health and healing circle.
Yesterday, I was a man. A completely normal man. Arrogant in my bodily autonomy. But then, this growth, this life, it burst forth. And it was not a calm and centered birthing, but a full body heaving, ceaseless cramping, sweat-drenching, agony-induced labor to push a calcified rock out of my penis. Yes, ladies, yesterday I was a man, but today I know women's suffering. I know it. That is why we must demand prioritizing access to women's health and reform this capitalistic system of health that keeps us so disconnected from the miracle of life, which I have produced. Look upon my son!
Yeah, this is getting too weird. I'm gonna go raid the pyramid site for hoo-ha linens with all of the other raging women.
I am raising a feminist! My son and I shall ally with you! The final git.
Wow. Look at all those haunted souls over there, Sobi. There must be thousands of scabs in waiting.
I, Tanum, god of the silt and clay from the flooding of the Nile, am the ram. I am regeneration. I guard the final gate. Kowtow before me.
You really like being worshipped, huh? God to God, I get the feeling. I've got so many fans.
Pick your boat that can transcend planes and ride on to paradise. Or wander, lost forever, like those souls over there.
Yes! I love boats! My favorite pastime is boating. It's where you sit on a luxury barge and cruise down the Nile as nubile slave boys feed you treats. Excellent workout. The boats. The boats transcend planes, you say? Pick the boats with the most cargo space. And by cargo, I mean the scabs.
Creepy, Khufu. No need to escalate this to a slave ship level, demonstrating the cruelty people will go through in the dehumanization of others for exploitative purposes and...
Only big boats, huh? Picking big boats broadcasts you're compensating, little dude.
I have nothing to compensate for.
You have a vagina?
Goth Priestling, what's the code for leaving Duat?
Peace, motherfuckers.
A hazy light beam glows, revealing a gently lifting veil back to Egypt.
Wandering souls of Duat, come to me. Pour us on Earth.
What the fuck?
What the fuck? I've made a huge mistake.
I shall bless you and release you from your lack of prepping if you will join me on Earth and serve me.
No, shut the fuck up, okay? This isn't what it is to be Horus.
I don't need a lecture, Anubis. All I need is the veil to lift and return to Egypt to make it more glorious. Look how the souls come to me! Tens, hundreds, 1,001 mummies.
At what cost? To exploit any soul in our charge is more than blasphemy. You will not take souls from Duat. You take the funerary process and shall feel my wrath.
I shall witness Anubis. This day of my life.
Hurry, Vale, hurry!
I'm sorry.
It's lifted! Ha ha! Back to Egypt! Okay, Scabs. Ah! You're all still wrapped up like mummies. Whew! Oh well. Whoa. Hold up. Why is Egypt on fire?
Khufu looks out from the balcony of his palace and sees complete chaos as women swarm the pyramid.
Wives! I'm home. Care to tell me why my empire is burning? Ugh, whatever. I'll deal with them later. Mummies, go save the building materials and make my pyramid. Must I fix every problem I completely don't cause all the time?
We interrupt this episode for the Pyramid People shout-out. David Byer, co-writer of Aliens and next week's finale episodes, is an absolute masterful storyteller. David has an eye for storytelling driven in his social activism, his empathy, and his hope. David has directed commercials, made documentaries, and directed, written, produced short films like The Hidden Ones. David's skills have truly supported this pyramid throughout. Check out David's work at davidbyer.com. We want to show some community love for Geek Girl Riot's podcast. Friend of the Pyramid, Day Al-Muhammad, has been a rioter, and honestly, these tastemakers get the pleasures of fandom life. Go to their website, riot-us.com, or look up Geek Girl Riot on your podcast player to dish pop culture with these folks. We, who also geek, salute you, Geek Girl Riot. Now, let's get back to today's episode.
Women of Egypt, emerge! I, Feket, and we, the cult of Heket, and this small woman named...
Mimi.
Have identified the source of your grief. Behold!
Fuck Pharaoh Khufu and his pyramid. Ladies, initiate Super Saiyan!
Bring out the wine. Time to neck it for Heket with your priestess, Feket.
Good thinking. We should stay hydrated during a plague that isn't a plague. Oh my. Are you scooping up your moon blood to mix with the wine? Can I please leave and read a book and eat snacks alone for a week instead of enduring this overly intense female bonding?
It takes every woman together to change the system.
Please never meet my brother.
And so, the women of Egypt proceed to drink their menstrual blood mixed with wine to gain superpowers.
As I shed my endometrial lining, so I shed my mortal limits.
Khonsu's moon juices flow through our veins.
I've never felt this alive! The Nile cannot match my flow!
Cheers, bitches! I feel nothing. Well, off to get more munchies, or weed. Whichever I find first. I'ma hit up my supplier, Mary Titties.
Thousands of buff superwomen stormed the pyramid and ripped the linens from it in a pad-hungry madness.
Pads for everyone! Feast on the free feminine products, bloodthirsty bitches!
Must do.
Super Saiyan Beckett, Priestess of Hecate? I don't mean to rain on your parade, but, is that a horde of mummies rushing to build the pyramid?
Yes. Yes, they are. Ladies, don't let anyone take your linens. They are your right. They are your lifeline. And today, we fight. Bleed!
Blood!
So, Meritidas, why are women burning the kingdom?
How should I know? I spent the day signing trade agreements and arranging flowers into flower crowns, flower baskets, flower robes, flower statues, and flower furniture. It's almost like being back on the farm.
Ooh, I do like this one.
Do you mean the birds of paradise lining the walkways, or the lotus flowers in the baths, or the palm tree frond fronds? They are all so mesmerizing. I feel like on days like this, I really get flowers better in, like, a tactile way. Also with my nose. And also on a spiritual plane.
Days like what?
Days of my moon time, where my flower wilts. I'm on my period.
Ew!
Seriously? You just brought back unclean spirits to work for you.
Unclean spirits can be purified by me, a god. But periods are the most disgusting, yucky things. Ugh.
They are natural. I have my weed honey concoction total home remedy. My secret is to use more herb than you think. Then you wrap it up with an intention like, may your womb bloom, and shove it right up like so.
As Khufu and Sobekotep scream in horror while Meritidas begins to demonstrate, Hanutsen returns and intercepts Meritidas's cannabis honey situation.
Ah, thanks, sister wife. My honey was running low.
You bitch, that was mine.
Hanutsen, where did you come from?
I was among the women, and fully plan on returning to smash things.
Did you hear that? Oh, look! No! My pyramid! The women shredded the pyramid in a non-tubular way!
This one was more of an elaborate tent, really.
And my mummy workers are fanatically obeying me to receive a peaceful afterlife in Duat! I can't let all of the women of Egypt shred my scabs over linens.
So you agree that we should provide all women with linens?
Shut up, Meritidas! I am trying to form a long-term solution to lady problems.
I got a solution to lady problems. Seth's lettuce. herbal honey is great.
The royals and Sobekotep saw such carnage from their balcony, but what was it like in the streets? What was the showdown between the bloody women of Egypt and shedding mummies of the afterlife?
Arise, arise, Moonblood sisters. We do not rest until every woman has a linen supply commensurate to her flow. Bandages shall rip, spotting may occur. A sword day, a red day ere the sun rises. Ride now, ride now, ride! Ride for pads and clean cotton ponies. Now, strip those mummies!
Death!
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 Forth, Cunnilingus!
The women attack the mummies. The mummies shrug them off, building their circus tent pyramid to get to the salvation in Duat they have hungered for. Claws scratched, dignity is in tatters, but whether that is from being stripped naked or from doing the stripping, who is to say? The bickering is worse than haggling immigrant mothers. Bloody carnage.
My liege, how will you fix this? How can you save the mummies from the women and the women from the mummies?
Excellent question. It's me, bitches. It's time to take mine from the shithead that violated the sanctity of the dead.
Oh, shit.
Oh, is it your time of the month, too?
Dear Anubis, I'm sorry I'm such a dumbass and that I like to breathe in farts. Ugh. Do I have to keep reading this?
Yes, it pleases me. More peanut butter, priest Iswipe.
The best kind, my lord Anubis, and I am so sorry, and I hope you can erase any involvement with...
See? Be a good sandal licker like your dipshit priest.
Fine! I'm always going to be stupider and uglier and less cool than Anubis.
True, true.
You are a hero. You are awesome, rad, excellent, and a bro among bros.
It never gets old. Okay, here's what you do, Hemorrhoid. Cast the blessing, and the mummies will pass through the gates again.
But if I send the mummies back now, I won't have kept my promise to them. I won't have made their afterlife better.
Tough shit. Give me back my souls.
How do I return the souls without making them hate me in eternity? Plus, they listen to me. No arguing or negotiating involved. I said do something and they did it without bringing up my bedroom performance. It's almost like the mummies care about me unconditionally. No strings attached. With the exception of releasing their souls. But still, they were building my pyramid up, not tearing it down. How could I let them go?
Because they aren't yours. Protect the sacred trust of a death god, Horus on Earth.
Thank you for that surprisingly unsarcastic piece of advice.
It's not advice, Beastface. It's what's going to happen. Now, Khufu, to return the mummies to Duat, say, I want my mummies.
I want my mummies?
Better hurry up. They're coming unraveled. Masalam, asshole.
Undead of Egypt, Horus on Earth speaks. I want my mummies!
And the mummies vanish behind the Veil of Duat like a mirage. The people of Egypt cheer. From the palace, Khufu, Sobekhotep, Meretitis, and Hanutsen hear chanting.
Khufu! 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 Khufu!
Cool! I fixed everything and got 100% earned respect.
I don't think that's what's happening.
Burn him! Burn him! Burn him! Burn him! Burn him!
Don't stop until he has felt the unrelenting pain of cramps!
To the palace! Take the palace!
Yes! Seize the capital and take your peace, queens!
How can we stop this? They're getting really close. Zoe?
I am afraid the women are too strong, sire. They are Super Saiyan.
Wives? You are women! How do we stop your kind?
You just gotta chill out, man. It's cool.
It's not cool! How did they get like this? With glowing eyes and the ability to fly?
Oh, they just drank their period blood mixed with wine. It gives us superpowers. For some reason, my vaginal honey stopped me from going Super Saiyan, though.
You could drink my period blood mixed with wine if you'd like, husband.
That's a brilliant idea!
No, drink my period blood mixed with wine. It's much more powerful than Meretitis' weak-ass period blood.
No, drink my period blood. It's obviously better and stronger than Hanutsen's. Hers is gross. If you love me, you'll drink my period blood.
If you fear me more, you'll drink mine.
We don't have time for this. Bring me a mix of your best period bloods mixed with our best wine.
Surely not our vintage 3000 Malbec.
Do it!
Your sangria, my liege.
Not that bad. So when does it kick in?
It's supposed to just work.
I don't feel anything. Are my eyes glowing? Why isn't it working?
Here, let me try.
Meretitis takes a sip and bam! Fucking WWE goddess demon.
Can you smell what the wife is cooking?
Ah, it only works with women. Oh dear. Your pyramid is now in every woman's panties, and they seem to be directing their adrenaline towards the rest of Egypt and smashing your kingdom, my lord!
This is not how I wanted to get into Egypt's panties! Hanutsen, Meretitis, tell me how to tame you heifers!
Don't worry about it. What's a few buildings anyway? Want a Dorito?
How are you so calm?
Oh, Meretitis showed me a great way to vanquish Dantflo. I used to think hand-to-hand combat would work, but this green shit is tight.
Weed and honey, right up the cunt.
Fascinating.
Honey, will you do your husband a little favor?
Anything you desire, because I am Tradwife Radwife.
Will you shove weed and honey up the vaginas of every woman in Egypt for me, please?
Fuck yeah.
Thus, Meretitis flew out the window and drugged every woman in Egypt. Problem solved. The day was saved, with no questionable ethics at all.
Falcon punch!
Oh, and that is how the Sphinx lost its nose.
Khufu saves the day again.
Except your pyramid is destroyed, sir, and now there's a significant amount of infrastructure issues post-blood battle.
And I ate everything in the pantry. Everything. All of it.
Nevertheless, Khufu saves the day again.
You did not save the day. I did. I am the first bitch of Egypt.
Somewhere beyond the veil and Duat, there was a whisper. A whisper growing in the darkness.
Save Khufu.
One day, it will roar. The mummies will rise again. Thank you for tuning in to the original, not entirely historical, comedy podcast, The Great Pyramid Scheme. This episode was written by Layla Abdo and Nebra Nelson, with story by Robert Vinson Watson, and features the voice talents of Ali Nasser, Layla Abdo, Adrian Duell, Adam El Sharkawi, Laura Laham, Lynn Molly, Morgan Vinson Watson, Robert Vinson Watson, Bree Wernicke, Nebra Nelson, and Lydia Nasima Abdo. Sound design by Devin Wagoner, and original music composed by Nibal Mesoud. The Great Pyramid Scheme is audio engineered by Jason Koff. Learn more about our cast and crew at greatpyramidpodcast.com. Thank you for tuning in.